All right. We're back, everybody. I'm sorry about that. We lost our connection to the server, unfortunately. And you guys lost us. But we're back. So I don't know how much of what we were talking about you might have caught. But yeah, we've got the toll-free line. I'm activating the toll-free line now. If you tried to call earlier, I apologize. It was turned off. Dedede, you're with me, right? You're here?
Oh, fuck. Everything's skipping again.
Everything's skipping again? That's got to be you. You're probably ruining the show, dude.
No, some of it's skipping, but you're not skipping that much anymore.
I'll try to speak up a little bit. It's hard to hear you.
You're not skipping that much, okay. But you're just skipping a little bit.
Okay, well, let's hope and pray that nothing messes up again. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot better than before, though.
Okay, all right.
You sound a lot sexier and deeper and...
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate that. Well, the husband for Tracy just let me know that was a great prank call, and he thanked me. And no problem. That's what we do here. Again, if you want to send us an idea or a prank call request, at no charge to you, it's something that we do here as a service to the community. And that's madhouseradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in toll-free, you can do so. The toll-free line is now open. You can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. That's 1-888-278-8509. Let's go ahead and move along to the next prank call.
You got something in the IRC.
I've got something. Yeah, Jill sent me something in the IRC. The dad, you're sending me something here.
Yeah. I gave I reposted what she sent.
Okay, well, okay, we got the pizza chef. Tell him I'm calling from Hamilton, that I'm calling from Kroger's from the west side of Hamilton, and I would like to order a large pizza with everything. Order of cheese bread and a steak hoagie with everything and two liters of Mountain Dew. And how much would it be? The phone number. I got to hear the number of the place. And what? It sounds like someone was trying to get me to order a pizza for them instead of...
I know.
Yeah, go, oh, come on, man. You know, what are you going to...
I'm reading it, then it sounds lame.
Yeah, if you want to order a pizza, order it on your own. Holy shit. Whoops.
Let's both fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, that is... that person is a pro-Bush lesbian, right? Supposedly?
Yeah. I should say hater.
Yeah, well, good, you should. So you should. All right, we'll get to that later. I'm gonna knock out the email request here that we have. The next one, if I can remember here what it was. Yeah, we got a Tim, is it right? A Tim who sent in a number? Oh, we got a call from Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, we got a call from Ohio already.
Hello, people.
You're in the madhouse.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? With whom am I? With whom do I have the honor of speaking?
Fucking Reclude.
Reclude, what's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, let's call a nigga one time.
Yeah, let's do that. Reclude, like I said, we got a lot of first-time listeners. I can't use that phone. It sounds like shit. There we go. This is better. Yeah, we got a lot of first-time listeners. You want to, Reclude, you're the former host of the Tuesday night show here, which will only be on tonight, but of course you had to move on due to a conflict of time, let's say, right?
Yeah, I'm fucking busy. I had to stop doing drugs for a while. That sucks.
Yeah, well, at least you got your priorities straight there.
Yeah. All right. I haven't done drugs in, like, I think, what was it, a couple days?
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Holy shit!
What?
It's been a whole week.
Wow! Look at you, man. You're half in rehab already. You're almost out. Well, don't ruin it now.
Well, I mean, I want some. I'm just not getting any.
Oh yeah, me too, man. I'm
just have been busy.
Yeah, me too. I've been busy sitting around and stuff too, scoring a weed. Yeah, the dad's talking in the background about something. Anyway, dude. He's saying do more. I don't know what he's talking about. Dude, you want to try to call one of these two numbers you sent in? I guess you got this guy Craig and you got this studio. I guess.
Oh, hell's yes.
Okay.
Call, I know, because I know them motherfuckers, man. What it is there's two douchebags in town.
Right.
And they just need to be, put in their place one time.
Maybe slapped around with a dick.
Yeah, let me see what I got. I got two numbers. I got the studio and I got the fucking, oh, there's a couple. Actually, you know what? Because it's hard to get through to that one, that John Schwab piece of shit.
Okay.
Let's call Music Hall. I want to fuck with him.
Music Hall. Is that the studio, or is that the Guitar Center in Columbus?
The studio.
The
studio. It's like the first one I sent.
Okay, so if you want to give a background, this is a music studio where the guy is a jerk or something like that?
Hey, like every time you call up, the guy's like a total asshole for like no reason.
Okay, well, screw that. Well,
everybody I talk to that calls him, he's a fucking cocksucker. So I just want to fuck with him a little bit.
Good, let's do it. Let's hit that raw. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We got Recklude on the line. It's now 5:39 Eastern, 2:39 on the West Coast. We'll be right back with the next print call of the day. You're listening to the Madhouse Special Edition on PC Radio.
Yo.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. When the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are trapping dogs. Rhythmic dogs. Harmonic dogs. House dogs. Stick dogs. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dogs.
Your balance is $3.85. Please enter the number you wish to call.
You there, dude?
Yeah.
All right.
You have 383 minutes.
Hello, you have reached Music Hall Recording Studios in Columbus, Ohio. Our business hours are between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. Please leave your message after the tone.
Aww.
Thank you.
Aw, these bastards are gone.
Shit. I got a question for you guys. Why don't you guys upgrade your fucking equipment, you fucking cocksuckers? Whoever that is answering the phone over there, I'm about to put a penis right in your fucking nostril, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, you tell
me. You better hope I don't come down and take all your record stock and break it over your fucking head, you motherfucker.
They're not going to participate.
Hang up.
Okay. Well, they weren't there, apparently. That sucks. You want to try the that Guitar Center?
Yeah, I know they're open.
All right, let's do that. We'll be right back, folks. Now we're going to try the Guitar Center. Just one moment.
Sick now.
The dead sick.
Put your cups up, get your smoke in. Baby, we party. Ain't nobody loking. Who you provoking? What you want now? Take a look around. It's pimp shit going down. It's a lot of bitches, a whole lot of freaks. Top notch hoes. They flocking every week. What you want to do? Get your next thrill. Take an X pill. How does sex feel? Damn, you looking good. All 10 of y'all. Wanna roll? I'm digging y'all. Keep your face down, keep your ass up. You know what you're doing. Keep that shit moving, keep them titties jumping. Keep the henny coming. Every bitch in here needs to be touching something. I know they like it hot, that's why I keep it hot. So how the fuck could they not want a piece of dye?
I don't care about fuckers, I'm just drinking, shrugging, straight west coasting. Bitches putting ass in motion.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
Raise it up.
No, no, Dad. Speak up, Dad. They can't hear you.
I'm not even naked.
You have 380 minutes.
He's burning incense in his rectum again.
I'm not burning incense.
No. Poor Dad.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Guitar Center. We buy, sell, and trade used gear. This is Jay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a problem.
Okay.
I had a little issue with somebody that works down there.
Okay.
You guys got a guy named Craig?
Craig?
He's some guy, I don't know. That's what he said his name was. He got his short hair. He got glasses. Walking around with a little scanner.
Greg?
I don't know what the hell.
Where's the Greg?
He's
got a scanner. That's Greg. Yeah,
hey,
he's the ops.
Can you put him on the phone, please?
Sure, hang tight for just a second.
All right.
You better hurry. How's the weather over there, Recklude?
So cold and pissy.
Yeah. Nice over here. 76 degrees today.
Up your ass, fucking sweatbag. Hope you fucking like it, eh? You ain't getting no tan, are you?
I already got a tan, man. I was born with one.
It's a fucking windy here.
Did that speak up? I can't hear you.
It's a fucking windy here. It's windy like a motherfucker here.
Windy? Yeah, well, that's Chicago.
It's 23.
23 degrees in Illinois.
No, 23 miles per hour.
23 miles per hour. That's fast.
39 outside.
You should buy a kite.
Get the goddamn fuck on the phone.
Yeah, fucking Greg. He's over there dicking a glory hole.
Yeah.
Reckley, what's the earliest you've ever been drunk in the day?
Usually don't drink so much. But, smoke when I get up.
Yeah. Wake and bake
I mean,
that's
like 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. 24-7 for me. I'll wake up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, toke up, go back to sleep. Not anymore.
I like to smoke and to weed.
God damn, where's Greg at?
You like to smoke
probably get his ass already with a fucking loop.
Recruit.
Oh.
Hey, recruit. You like to smoke a prank match the cocks.
I don't know, dude.
Recruit likes the prank match the cocks.
He's not answering his pages. He may have already left for the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me, can I leave a complaint?
Well, let me grab a piece of paper here.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, shoot.
Well, all right, my son comes in there, me and my son go in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to pick up a new starter guitar, right?
Right.
And this guy's walking around with his scanner, he's scanning all this shit, right? Mm-hmm. And then, basically what happens is my son tries to ask him a question, he just blows him off like he's nothing.
Okay.
So, you know, I try to confront him and say, what the hell is your problem, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying we're just trying to make a purchase, it's not a big deal.
Sure.
You know, and that guy's a rude asshole. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't get time for that. So I went down to Sam Ash, I got me one of them Carlo Rebellis.
Right.
So that's what it is. I mean, that's all there is to it. That guy's got his head up his ass.
Okay. I do apologize for your experience. If there's any way we can make it right, you let us know, and we'll definitely
I
go.
I just
want
to come down. I'm going to come down and talk to the man. Who's over him?
Over him is Patrick. He's a store manager.
Patrick is a store manager. Maybe I'll come down and talk to him. When's he working next? I want to talk to him face-to-face. I don't like to be messing around with the phone stuff.
Sure. He's actually been off ill for the past couple of days. I don't know if he's going to be in or not tomorrow. Best thing would be just to give a call up in the morning. We open it at 10. So
yeah.
If you want to call up after that and ask and see if Patrick's here, he'll be glad to talk to you and try to do what he can to rectify things.
Liar.
Yeah, because I mean, you should keep that guy in the back with a warehouse. You know what I'm saying?
That's where he's supposed to be. He's the operations manager, so that's
it. But what is he doing around parading around with a little scanner, you know what I'm saying?
Well, he was doing inventory, I'm sure, so.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, I was about to shove that thing right up his ass for the way he's acting, you know? I mean,
fair enough.
Crazy.
I understand being frustrated about it and being blown off.
That guy's just, you know what I'm saying? But that's fine. But, yeah, no, we're going to have a talk to that guy.
Fair enough. Yeah,
that's
like
fine.
I said, talk
right,
to Patrick.
Say it'd be like next couple of days, he'll be back in. The manager?
I'd hope to see him tomorrow, because he's been off the past couple of days ill, so.
Okay, well, I'll give a call.
His last name is Scott, so. Okay.
It's Frank Richards.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Frank Richards.
Frank. Oh, I thought
yeah.
You said Hank for a second there.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I might have to stop down there, because, you know, it's. But I did, I did purchase down there, down over at Sam Ash.
Mm-hmm.
had to make a part because, you know, I wanted to get him started with playing that, but, you know, I just can't be treated like that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? My little son, you know, he just, I mean, he just acts like he's not part of it. He's like, I'm busy, you know, busy scamming.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason
for
that.
Could have done, you know, just give us to somebody.
Sure.
I'll get a hold of him.
Yeah, well, like I said, we will do everything we can to rectify and you know, have you come back and visit us.
Yeah, that's fine. Just keep that guy back in a warehouse where he belongs. he don't need to be out with the people, you know.
Sure thing, Frank. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, well, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later there.
Yeah. Not a problem. You have a good night, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was interesting.
Yeah, he's going to, I mean, obviously I can't go in, but. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Fucking
sorry.
Noise.
Yeah, no, my phone does that. I have my computer is hooked up to my phone system now. So whenever,
yeah, hell, at least you know what's going on now.
Yeah. Well, that's a bunch of
that
shit.
That was fun.
Man.
That guy's going to get fucking bitched out. He's already getting I know, like, I know those guys down there.
Really?
So.
Yeah.
No, that guy just fucking pissed me off today. I punked him out today a little bit.
Yeah, sounds like a guy like that would be probably full of himself, you know what I mean? So.
He's just a fucking piece of shit. He couldn't do a real job, so they gave him fucking warehouse.
Yeah.
He's like standing in the middle of the doorway, he's fucking scanning. I asked him to move, he gives me a fucking attitude. So I said, you know, it's a fucking walkway.
Yeah, asshole.
You dummy, go scan on the side. And I told him, I called him a fucking punk ass or something. Wait. I don't know what I said. I punked him out, though. He got pissed.
Well, goddamn, you should have, man. Shit, man.
I don't know what I said. I always punked him out, then. They ain't fucking nobody. They're little fucking cashiers.
You take one of those drumsticks and shove, you know, hit him in the head just so hard that it actually breaks it in half.
That's
you know
funny,
I mean?
Though. He's going to get fucking bitched out. That's so funny.
So, Recluse.
It's so corporate down there. Anything like that happens, they really take it seriously, so.
All right. Well, Recluse, share with our afternoon audience. Now, we've gone down 5 listeners from the time that we started the show, so I'm a little concerned.
Gone down 5 listeners.
It's gone down 5 listeners, yeah, but it stays strong. And I had a lot of positive responses after that first prank call.
A lot of people in the chat room now, though.
Yeah.
It grew.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, we got with the.
They finished work.
Yeah, they get finished work. That's true. That's true. We probably got to go on earlier. Like at 3 p.m., that'd be some shit right there, man.
That'd be crazy. Let's do some more prayer. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's do some more calls here. All right. We have a submission from somebody now. This person, if they were at work, they might have left already, but someone asked us to call. Let me take a look at that here. Okay, hang on. I'll get it in a second. I just lost it. This comes from Mr. Green. Who wants us to call his wife Jody about buying Girl Scout cookies from her troop. Apparently she's the scout master, I guess.
Yeah.
Were you in the Girl Scouts, Recluse? Or you were Boy Scouts? I mean, I'm sorry.
I wasn't, you fucking cocksucker.
You were in the Boy Scouts, were you?
Yeah, I was banging them all when I was fucking 3.
Hell yeah. The brownies. Remember the brownies?
Look, I put on a dress, but then I went in and banged them, fingered them.
Yeah, good.
They were all like 6.
Yeah, I got you. You know, the Boy Scouts is a bunch of shit. They're all gay anyway, the Scoutmasters.
We should do like a quasi-pedophile type call.
Oh, Jesus, man. That'd be pushing.
Like a real disturbing one, like start off normal and then start going, yeah.
I don't know. It's,
or any way I could have some pictures with the girls when they say, because say you want to buy like a big amount.
Yeah, it's the dinner hour, though. Do you really want to push it like that? I don't know. Well,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a day. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just say, hey, want to take some pictures with the girls?
Okay, yeah, let's not get too nasty and illegal with it, but yeah, start out with the cookies and then gravitate to something dirty. Whatever. You're like, whatever, man, I'll do what I want. Well, and remember,
we're gonna have some fun with this. Nah, don't worry, the FCC's not listening.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this is this guy's wife. We don't want to piss him off. He's one of our new listeners.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck.
You don't. Yeah. Come on to her a little bit too, though. You know, push it up. I like that name, Jody. That's J-O-D-I, no E at the end of that name. Isn't that hot? You know, do you like that when a girl's got that? Just the I.
Yeah, if she's not 500 pounds, I like it.
Yeah, well, we gotta ask her. You can tell on the phone if a woman's 300 pounds. So they get that waddle, you know. That fat
yeah,
under
we'll
the
talk
chin.
To her. Say, how many of them cookies you eat there?
Yeah, how many of those you going to put away?
Yeah, how many of those you put away? I bet you either stay away from them or you're a big fat heifer.
I bet you's your favorite time of year is when the cookies come in. She orders half.
Yeah. The husband hates her more every time they have a cookie sale.
Yeah. Her trip always gets the special field trip for selling the most cookies. And you know.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying that'd be kind of funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, let's move on.
Fuck with it. It can't be too bad.
Are you drunk or are you on the shit? Anything? You been smoking the shit?
No, I haven't had anything for a week.
I just smoked the last of mine. I'm gonna be out for a while probably. So.
But I think tomorrow we'll go get some, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, let me know. We'll go out there together, man, because I'm, you know, let me know.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do that, man. Let's buy an ounce. Split an ounce, man. You know what I mean? With some good shit.
Good idea.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, we'll talk. We'll talk, right?
Hey, we'll talk. Right.
Hang on. The dad wants to speak. The dad, go ahead.
I have the number for Girls Scouts of America.
Hang on. I can't.
Fuck
off. Hang on, Rick. But let me hear the dad real quick. Wait, sorry. Hang on.
I got the number for Girls Scouts of America.
Oh, the BSA? Yeah, send me that in the, send me that in AOL. Yeah, folks, real quick, let's move on. We'll do the next call. We're going to call this bitch. Oh, look at that. Lonesome Loser's in here, and he's already confirming numbers for us anyway. He just got home now.
Hi.
Hell yeah, man. We got an Athea Honey, who we can call. That's an old lady who just answered her phone. And we also have Mac.
Lonesome does good confirming numbers.
Hell yeah. We're in business now, man. Lonesome Loser in the chat room. Let me give a shout-out to him real quick. He's been confirming numbers in here apparently for 3 years. He doesn't call. He doesn't talk much in the chat room, but he's always there. He does talk, but he's reserved. But he just
good
loves...
helper.
Dude, if I tell you, it would be really hard for me to do a show without this guy. For the last 3 years, he's been dedicated enough to confirm countless and countless numbers. Phone numbers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So, big shout out. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. One of our more VIP of fans here on PCU. And that's if you're listening to us for the first time in the afternoon, and you want to make sure to follow us when you get home. Excuse me. excuse me. We have a live show just about every night. But anyway, that's enough. We need to get to a call. Yeah, Lonesome Loser has sent in also Maxine Teet. T-E-E-T. That's what Milkman has, apparently. That's why they call him the Milkman. He's got teats. That's a redneck guy who answered in Arkansas, in Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas, dude. So that'll be fun to do. The dad is sending me the number for Girl Scouts. No, you sent me for the Girl Scouts. I see the toll-free line for them. Good deal. Cool, we'll have to hit that in a few. Regardless, let me play a song here. We'll be right back with the next call of the night. We're going to call some Girl Scout lady and ask her about her cookies. Reclude, good luck with that. You never let us down, dude.
All right.
Well, I've got 5:56 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast. If you're in the West Coast listening to us, it's still 2:56 p.m. On Tuesday, the 24th of January. We're here live listening to us. Be sure to visit us at madhouselive.com and kdkprankcalls.com. Be right back with the next call in just one moment.
$1.71. Please enter the number you wish to call.
Hey, I'm gonna take off because I need to
you there, dude?
Some shit.
Yeah. Okay, dead man. We'll catch you later. Thanks to Dad.
See ya.
Peace.
That phone number is not reachable with this call.
Shut up, bitch.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. On the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no
what?
That phone number is not reachable with this call.
Oh, come on, baby.
Please enter the
my call. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
Pissing me off, this woman.
Not to lose my head.
You have 371 minutes.
Hey, this is Jody, okay, Jody.
Okay.
And they're in Cross Plain is the name of the town. Good hunting.
My mommy is busy right now.
Hmm.
Paper mustard.
Oh, God.
I'll call you back.
I hate this shit. Hello?
Yes, this is Don Imus, and I would like to purchase in multiple amounts of your Girl Scout cookies. And I just like to say that's a beautiful answer, Machine Masters, that you left on your machine. And if you can give me a call back, Tampa Funk.
Hey, you over there. I hear you there in the background. I command you to speak. Identify yourself. Damn it. Hey. You hear them there, Rick? I hear them.
I hear them.
You hear them, too?
I actually hear the dead in the background.
Yeah, fuck the dead. Hang on, dude. Alright. Well, I guess we missed Jody, unfortunately. Sorry about that, Mr. Green.
Sucks. I would like to die. That would have been funny.
God, that's, you know, my
old... I'm sorry,
old
that answer machine fucking kills me. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Putting I want to hack that bitch.
Yeah,
you know what
we should.
I want to
yeah.
hack that.
And then we'll make it
right
sound like,
now.
Please save me, Edwin. I'm scared of my
the
father.
Mommy says that I'm a dumbass and she beats me. Please call child services.
She makes me speak on the message and she beat me because I kept messing up.
That would be great to hack one of those answer machines.
All right. And put some kid on there like,
oh, child services, help, please. Call them.
Call 911 for me. My father is beating
me. She's a bad mother.
No, we can't do that, man.
And many, many scars.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Well, hey, we've recovered all the listeners we lost, so that's a good sign, huh? We're keeping the numbers strong.
Man, did we recover any listeners?
Yeah, we is. We definitely is, man.
Open the door, please.
Yeah, open the door. Who is that? Who is that? Starlight you talking to back there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because goddamn... Never
mind. Yeah. What? She's on the rag now.
She's probably an asshole.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. So what's up? How's it been at home too? You know, you got a kid or not? Do you have a kid? You don't have a kid, do you?
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
well,
Jesus.
We sure
no, we're good.
You're okay. Good.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Close the door. These fuckers. Goddamn people begging for money and shit.
Really? Well, fuck that, man.
Fucking hate that.
Yeah, you hate that, you know, just because you got a little money, they think they can ask for, you know, but you got
all. Like,
yeah.
They're not giving me fucking drugs or something.
Man.
Go away.
Rick, you have your computer, man. Why don't you join me in the chat room in the Gizmo real quick, unless you're busy.
Gizmo?
Yeah, get on Gizmo. We'll continue the show on there, so I can take another caller or something.
Yeah, go ahead. But I gotta get the fuck off of here. I gotta eat. Fucking shit came.
Okay, all right, man. Well, hey, man. Well, thanks for helping me out.
This is fun, man. I'm out of it. I'm just this fucking kills me, man.
Hey, dude, are you free during the day and shit normally? Like around 4 o'clock, let's say Eastern, something like that.
Depends.
All right, well, dude, in the future I might do another show. Dude, I might do two of these a week now. I like this. I like this feeling. I should have just started.
Well, yeah, I mean, just let me know beforehand.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Right on. Well, hey, man, thanks a lot. We'll catch you Thursday night, if not before that. All right, man? Rick,
you
buddy.
Should see the guy's face is why like, I told her to close the door on those
really?
Fuckers.
What, are they giving you shit? Are you in your house or are you at work?
Oh, at work, but it's like in a kind of a residential neighborhood. They're like, oh, I wasn't sure if it was a door. I was like, close the door on them fuckers.
Exactly like those fuckers. That's funny. They're like, what the fuck, man? All right, man. That's the
like,
shit.
Fuck charity.
Yeah, exactly.
Help us to give a charity. Fuck them anyways.
Yeah, fuck people, man. I hate
well,
that
they
shit.
They have too high overhead. It's those, they have these people in town that they go trying to get people to donate money, and they have these clipboards. I want to fucking shove them up their asses.
Oh, okay. See, it's those people.
They're a bunch of druggies, so I shouldn't have been mean to them.
Yeah. Oh, like the ex-crack, like the crack rehab people that come to your house and shit, like...
I'm kind of hippie kind of people that don't
shit.
Can't have a real job.
Yeah.
I did it one day, and I fucking walked off the job. I hated
really?
It.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. I once found what I thought was going to be a legitimate job, and it turned out to be selling designer imposter cologne and shit.
to in businesses, like going into like I was like I did it for one day, and all we did was go like up to office buildings and go inside and try to sell, and we kept getting like kicked out and getting security called on us and being told
oh
we couldn't
God,
come back.
Can
yeah,
you believe
yeah,
that's like illegal.
Dude, well here in Florida, like in my like the office I used to work at, I just lost my job, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, these people will come in all the time. Like they come in and the guy had like Game Boy games and shit. Like he seriously had Game Boy, and he was like, "Yo, you want to buy Game Boy games?" And they're so obviously stolen. You know what I mean? And and then this one guy was selling paintings, and we told him to leave and never come back. And he stole one of the paintings in the building, and took it with him. And then he actually sold it to the people like a few buildings down who knew us, and they recognized the painting and they brought it back to us and shit. It was really funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
he just took it off his ass. They bitch, this ain't yours.
Yeah. No, he just totally ganked it, man. I swear to God, he just like he got like we told him, don't come back. You come back every month. We don't want your paintings. They suck, kind of thing. And he's like, all right. And on his way out, he by the door was like this painting of this parrot, and he stole it. And then the CEO, the president of the company, is like, man, that cost me $200, man. You know, he was all pissed off. And then, like, the next morning, the people from the doctor's office, like, two blocks down, was like, yeah, we recognize this painting and shit. We think it's yours. And we're like, yeah, this guy just stole it. So
how much did he sell it for? Did they just take it off him? Or?
I don't know. No, no, they bought it. I think they bought it interested-like, and I think someone there said, oh, that's from them people down two blocks down or something like that, you know, kind of thing. And I guess they called and they said, yeah, we're missing a painting. I said, yeah, well, we think we have your painting. And they actually came down with it. It was so funny, man. So
that's
yeah.
pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Like I said, I'm sorry I've kept you on long enough. I hate to bother you. I know you're a busy man.
No, it's all right. It's fun sometimes. All right. Good times.
Good
but
job.
I'll let you go. That's a good idea, starting shows that early.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Well, we're starting around 3 p.m., I think. I'll try to do a show maybe Thursday. You know, Friday would be perfect, right? People slack on Friday. You know what I mean? You know, Friday,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you're in your office on Friday,
well,
you
I have
slack.
To say goodbye to the dad.
The dad. He's gone. He's off. He's got to feed the cats. There you go. He'll understand that. he will understand that. Poor dad.
I gotta stop
all right.
doing that shit.
All right, man. All right, peace, man. We'll
all right,
catch
later,
you
later.
Peace, bye.
All right, all right, folks, that was Reclude. Reclude, as I said before, he's a friend of here at the Madhouse and at PCU. He's a regular here in the evenings, and he used to have a show. And boy, howdy, I tell you, he has some great prank calls that he can do that he's done in the past. He does some great voices and whatnot. Yeah, that's Reclude, everybody. Okay. Yeah, we just got an email in here. I just got an email, rather, because I'm on by myself. My co-host is still out. And the dad had to leave us, and Reclude has just hung up. But his line is open on the toll-free line. That line is now open if you want to reach us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll-free, 1-888-278-8509. That's on our dime. Toll-free to you, and I don't know, super expensive for me, so take advantage of it. While I could still afford it. One of our regulars here, Mike and T, on AOL, where you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. Mike and T is giving me a number for some dude named Patrick. I guess this cat's 18 years old. He plays bass in a band, has a girlfriend, he has long hair. Fuck him around, tell him I'm calling to say I'm fucking his girlfriend or something, piss him off. What the fuck is the girlfriend's name, dog? What the fuck is the girlfriend's name? I can do that, but I need the name of the girlfriend. So, Mike and T, if you're listening, give me the name of that girlfriend, and I'll have a perfect idea for a prank call that I'm sure will make you cream your shorts, sir. Yeah, the listeners are steadily going down, and they're holding. I think they're stronger than normal, but that's cool. Anyway, Lance is the guy who had wanted us to try to call his No, that's somebody else. I had a different one here. Yeah, Mr. Green. Mr. Green is asking us for trying to call his girlfriend, me and Reclude, or his wife, rather. But yeah, he tells me here in the chat room, in the email, at madhouseradio@gmail.com. He's pointing out that, thanks for trying. His friend pointed out the station to him on Monday, and he's been listening ever since. Well, that's awesome. Great. Look at that, making friends on the internet, bringing us all together. It's a beautiful thing, and we can do it with prank calls. Can you imagine? It's a great world we live in, ladies and gentlemen. Let me delete this email here. Okay. Well, we're now at 6:09 p.m. Eastern. I don't know how much gas I have left here, but as I said before, if you want to reach us toll-free, one more time, that number is 888-278-8509. I'm going to go ahead and hang on. Yeah, my co-host is back in. He'll be joining us here shortly. So that's awesome. Let's go ahead and... He can make up a premise or something like that. I don't know. Well, let's try this number here. This guy Patrick, who's 18, who's a loser or something, has a girlfriend. I don't know how I'm going to call about his girlfriend when I don't know the girlfriend's name. But whatever. I've done worse things before. We'll be right back after this, folks, with the next prank call of the night. Oh, the day. Jeez, I keep doing that.
You have 368 minutes.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, what's up? May I speak with Pat, please, Pat?
Who's this?
I need to speak with Patrick, please. My name is Michael.
And you know where I'm from?
I know I'm back from school.
What school?
My name is Michael James Valente. I think I need to speak to Pat about his bass. We found it here. We got the number, the call on the back of it.
Well, he's not here. Can I have your number?
Well, you have it there in your caller ID, man. Please stop playing around with me. We need to return
this. Why are you saying that? I have a caller ID.
Well, here's what I got. We got his bass here that he left over here at the library, and it's got his number. And it says Patrick, and it said reward.
Which library was that?
The library downtown. It says $200 reward if found. And it has this phone number here to call. It's his base. So we're calling for the $200, or you have 12 hours to come up with the $200. Or you can kiss your son's base goodbye.
And you don't want to give me your phone number to call you back?
No, you got to find him now.
I got to find him now?
Yes.
And this library is which library downtown?
The public library, lady. Come on.
What's it called? On what street?
Over there, downtown, woman. Look, I'm telling you what now. I know how much this
street.
I know how much.
You know what street you're on?
What's going on with your attitude?
What street were you on?
On Main Church Street.
Main Street.
And Church Street.
Yes, it was on Main Street.
Main and Church. Main and Church. Lady, that's how it is. Hello? Oh, for the love of God.
Well, anyway, she hung up. The ring in the back room was me trying to get my co-host Milkman online. He's not available yet. So that was kind of cool. I wish I knew the name of the town so I could have found out on the quick where that was. Jill in the chat room is telling me that she is not really evil. She's just a hot lesbian who happens to don't like guys. Whatever. So she's a lesbian who doesn't like guys. I don't know if it's legit, but she's a pro-Bush lesbian. Go figure that, ladies and gents. A pro-Bush lesbian. Anyway, we're waiting here patiently for Milkman to become available. But that last call was sent out by Mike and T in the chat room. Thank you very much. We'll see if we can follow up at some other date with that number. I'll keep that in the log. Okay, of course, we had Reclude on the line earlier with some numbers that he sent in. Thank you very much, Reclude. And the dad who was on earlier has now left for the evening. And we're, as I said before, waiting for Milkman to return so we can put him on the air and continue with the show as normal. Let me head on over to the chat room and see what's going on. The dad's agent, who is a very mysterious person. Excuse me, as I drink my water. The dad's agent, I don't know who this person is, but is a friend of the dad or an enemy of the dad or something, but constantly is in there supporting him for some reason. I don't know who that could be. Perhaps it is the elusive prank master. But that's one of the interesting characters that we have in the chat room, along with Jill. Jill's saying that I should call back and get back on the air with them. I like the show, and I really needed to go and probably take my walk and go to work, though. I don't know what the hell that means. Okay, Mikey, just tell me that number was in Montreal. Call her back and bitch her out. All right, well, let's let her stew, Mike and team. We'll call her back. I'll hang on to it. Don't worry. Just keep listening. You're always here late anyway, so I'm sure you're going to be up here still at 7, 8 o'clock. So. Which I don't know how much longer I'll go. We're going to have to take a break here soon as I need to recharge mentally and meditate. And then we'll continue full speed. We'll probably go until 7, 7.30. If we do good enough, I might go until 8 o'clock. Who knows, man? And I believe for Tuesday night here on PCU, if you're listening, Dr. Lego is going to be on, I'm sure. I think that's what the word is. He might start at 8, 9, or 10 o'clock. I'm not sure. So we'll try to give you as much live content for as long as possible. And, yeah, we'll move on from there. Now, for the time being, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. When I come back, I've got some numbers here from Lonesome Loser in the chat room. We've got, on top of Mr. Teat, Redneck Guy, we also have an Audrey Prude, a Paul Dork, and a John and Scott Freak, who are confirmed. So we're going to try to knock some of those out of the water here, just mess with some people here as early as possible. And, yeah, so please hang on. We're going to be back. This is going to be a short break as I recharge here, get my co-host on the line, and we'll see if we can bring you guys some more prank calls, okay? It is now 6:17 Eastern on the East Coast, 3:17 p.m. Eastern if you're on the West Coast. You are listening to a special edition Madhouse. You can catch us at kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's KDK as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. And you can also visit the webpage for the show you're listening to, The Madhouse with me, Carlito. That's madhouselive.com, madhouselive.com. Well, shit. I was going to take a break, but we got our first caller already. Hang on, everybody. Let's call this let's talk to this bastard here.
You're in the madhouse.
Hello.
Hey, Milkman. What's
hey,
up?
What's happening, man?
Not much. How you doing there?
All right. I just got back. I had to go to the pharmacy and get my medication. They didn't have it ready.
Did you get yourself some bananas? Turn that back. Turn that down in the background, man. What's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm trying to, man. I just wanted to call you and let you know that my hardware is trying to install, so I can't even turn the volume down right now.
Thank you.
So, it's going to take me another couple minutes, so I'll be ready. I can go ahead and send you a card if you need it. I got a good card.
I'm okay. Yeah, send it to me and we'll save it. For now, I'm gonna go take a quick break so you can get ready and get on. And then in the meantime, I'm also going to play the brand new, I guess, outro / promo for the show.
Fantastic. That's going to be great, man.
So, yeah, if this is the first time you're listening to The Madhouse or to one of the live shows, it'll give you a taste of what we do here on a nightly basis. It's going to be, it's kind of like a best of the more recent, the older calls that we've done here on the show since the beginning around July. And it's some of the more argumentative, funnier moments with people of color, I'd say, right? Weird people.
I like the confrontational calls because you feel them well, you handle them well. They're not brutal, but they're funny.
Exactly. Well, folks,
because it's more argumentative than anything.
Exactly. So it's kind of like let's call it a trailer for The Madhouse. That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
So we'll be right back with that, folks. It's like I said, it's 6:19. We'll be right back with Milkman.
I got a message here from Reclude in the chat room. He said, "Prankmaster's got the hurts."
Okay. Well, that's true. That's true. That's
yeah.
True. We'll talk about that later. Hang on. We'll catch you later. All right. Bye.
Okay, that's Milkman, everybody. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more show and more live calls. Please bear with me. Give me about 5 minutes and be right back, okay? We'll catch you soon. You're listening to The Madhouse live on PC Radio, KDKPrankCalls.com, and MadhouseLive.com.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
Que se adapte al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
I just gave it to his base. He wasn't interrupting me. Oh, what the fuck you doing? My kid, you're on the street, dude. We're gonna beat your butt, man. Beat your butt? Man, I heard that. Who the fuck is this? Man, he's gay, man.
Pervert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, man.
Who the fuck is this? You fucking pervert.
You
know what I did? Like,
yeah,
he's
scaring me. Oh,
nah,
I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not going to
leave. Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker. What's your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who is this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge, you guys? Pick somebody up over here, the taxes app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxes app. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping the goddamn ass.
I kick your ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigga, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigga, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
Higher than that, man.
Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You got that.
Honky.
I'll show you some fucking three letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is one from the white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your name.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Some kind of license have where you, where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
No, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Hey, fuck you, mate! Who put this thing together? Me! That fool!
To know you, please, man, I be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the other ivory. Says sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With the demons around all around to bring me down to negative or deep. But I believe, yes, I believe, I see that I believe. And I send them home 2 feet, won't be brought down on one knee. I fight with all my might and get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire, blaze, burn bright and I believe. Hashem's rays, fire, blaze, burn bright and I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight unto the heights.
Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
The Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head.
Hello. I sound very quiet.
Listen to this.
There we go. That's better. Yeah, like I was saying, hey ho, hello everybody. I only lost 2 listeners during that break, so that's good. A lot of you kept listening. But as Deded was pointing out, apparently a lot of you leave after work. So if I ever do an afternoon show like this again, which I might do maybe Friday, I should definitely do it earlier in the day. Excuse me. Yeah, but for the time being, we're back on the Madhouse, live early edition of the show. excuse me. It is now 6:28 p.m. Eastern. That's 3:28 p.m. p.m. on the West Coast, if you're listening to us from work or home there. And this is PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, the best source for prank calls on the internet, hands down. We do have evening shows if you're listening for the first time that you can catch. I'd say 6 or 7 days a week, every evening starting around 9, 10 o'clock. Be sure to visit kdkprankcalls.com and get a full schedule of what our shows are. Although that is a very tentative and very loose schedule, because sometimes shows get replaced by another, something like that. So anyway, like I say, just be here at night and I'm sure you'll hear something funny, even if it's just more prank calls that are recorded. In the meantime, heading into the chat room, I've got quite a few submissions. Now, if you'd like to call in toll free, you can reach us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll free, 1-888-278-8509. You know? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, another of our hosts here who does the Sunday night 9 p.m. Eastern show is Sean Ward. And he'll be here at my place in my studio starting late Thursday. So if I might not be able to do a show Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern unless he's in on it. And it will only be a short show because probably not. No, so never mind. Perhaps later in the day or something like that. But anyway, speaking of the chat room here, I've got numbers coming in for the House of Poon Chinese Restaurant. I've got the Loser's Deli, the delicatessen in Ohio. We also have Loser's Music Store in Pennsylvania. And we have Loser's Bar and Grill in Peoria, Illinois. So we have plenty of content to work with right now, as well as a number sent in by Jill, our resident supposed conservative lesbian in the chat room. And we have a number that we called already once for Mike and T, some crazy lady. Who we spoke to earlier, the mother of some kid named Patrick, and that was fun. Hey, now I am on now live. Just talking to someone offline here. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah. So let's go ahead and continue on and press with the show. We're going to call Lonesome Loser numbers now. Lonesome Loser, as I said before, is our connoisseur expert phone number confirmer here on the Madhouse and at PCU. And let's call the House of Poon Chinese Restaurant in Rochester, New York. We'll be right back with that. I'm breathing so much into the mic. I'm sorry, folks. We'll be right back in just a moment with that. It's now 6:31 p.m. Eastern, and you're listening to The Madhouse.
Ow! Hit my tongue. Fuck, that hurt.
Hello, is this the House of Poon?
Yes.
Okay, you guys over there on Monroe, right?
Yep.
Okay, I need to get some food, please.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Oh, fine. Hello? Yes, I'd like to order off your lunch menu if that's still possible. Hello, sir? Hello? 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 Carlito knows he's not there. He's helping somebody else. Hello, then, if I could get that. Not spicy. Do, do, do. He'll be right back, folks. It's the House of Poon Chinese Restaurant in Rochester, New York. Any second now.
Go ahead, sir.
And I'd like that with as little sauce as possible. Can you read that back to me?
I never got your order, sir.
I've been giving you this huge order for the last 3 minutes now. Well, you didn't copy it down?
No, I said, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Oh, my God. I've been talking for like 3-4 minutes now. We have a church full of people. Okay, well, just whatever I say, just get that for me. Do you think it's enough to feed 32?
Huh?
Do you think it's enough to feed 32, my order?
I don't know your order at all, sir.
Okay, well, we're going to be in there soon. Do you have enough sitting room, or should we just take it for takeout?
How many people do you have?
Sir, I just gave you orders for 32 different people. It took me, like, 3 or 4 minutes to do that.
Hold on 1 second. I got a customer.
I heard you saying back okay. Who is this?
I work at House of Poon.
Let me take to the manager, please.
All right.
Jesus. I can't believe this. Unfucking believable. I sat there and gave them my order. Hello?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm here. I have a party of 32, and I sat there and I gave that gentleman the order, and he said, go ahead. And I kept giving him the order, and he gave me a total along the way and everything. And I spoke for 4 minutes, and he didn't even write it down.
Hold on 1 second.
Does he speak English?
Hold on. I guess he was busy. I just stepped out for a minute. Go ahead. What would you like?
Well, I'm not going to repeat that order again. He's got it written down there somewhere. I don't know if he lost it, but I'm not about to speak for another 4 minutes and give you this other order. Can you just make it happen, please? We just need a lot of rice and stuff. Hello?
I guess, yes.
Okay. So what's the total? Can you give me the total, please?
Well, if you can repeat the order, I don't have the order here.
I already gave it to him, though. He has it. Ask him for the total.
He did not write it down. I'm sorry.
How did he not write it down? I gave it to him. Can you ask him, please?
Hold on.
Can you just have a meeting there on the floor with all the employees and figure out what happened? Thank you. One thing's done right, folks. Always ask for a manager before you get your food. Because you know they're not going to do anything to your food.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I really hope that you don't take this to heart and you're going to do something to my food before I eat it.
No. He did not write it down.
Did he do something to the food? Let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. This one time, I was watching 2020, and they got mad at this person because they called back to change the order, and they took the mop, and they wrung it out on top of the rice, and then they gave it to him like that, and he got sick, and he got flesh-eating bacteria, and he lost his leg.
Well, we've been here 19 years, you know. So.
But nothing like that happened there?
No.
Do you wash your hands after you go pee-pee caca?
You know what? I don't know why you're getting to that. So,
well, no, I need to know. When the person who make the food there, when he goes to the bathroom to use, go number one or number two, especially number two, do they wash their hands?
Yes, there is a sign they are supposed to do that.
But do they do it? Are you sure?
Yes.
Do you have random checks?
You know what? I don't know why you're getting into that. If you want to give me the order, fine. If you don't, that's okay.
Well, these children are really... These are elderly people. They're like children.
Okay.
And they have very sensitive systems. Excuse me, I'm hungry. They have very sensitive systems. So if you can assure me that it's sanitary there, everything's clean, and that, you know, the chefs are washing their hands after they go to the bathroom or they masturbate.
Reputation, we won't be around for so long, okay?
So you're definitely a reputable place, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what's your lunch special? What's your lunch special right now?
The lunch special? We don't have any lunch specials right now.
Of course you do. It's not night yet. It's 6:30.
Okay. Lunch ends at 3 o'clock. I don't know if you call 6:30 at lunch.
But these people, they don't wake up until like, you know, till 12 p.m.
Where do they live? California?
No.
The hours difference?
Well, yeah, we're here in Rochester on vacation. We were bringing them all the way up through Manhattan, and they're accustomed to, you know. So
We're in Rochester, New York. We're not in Manhattan. So.
Well, I think it's
and
only...
you're calling the wrong place. So.
No, listen. We're in Rochester for the night. We're going to New York tomorrow, to Manhattan tomorrow on the bus.
Okay.
You see, but we're staying the night. It's already late. You know, it's their lunchtime, and they don't like to, you know, they like to play their bingo in the evening, afternoon. So they're done for the day. So tomorrow we'll make it to Manhattan in the morning. But for now... it's time for lunch, so I think it's fair enough, as a reputable place for 19 years, and you can't recommend it to me by the mayor of Rochester. So, I don't know if he eats there or what, but he said this is the place, and he said that you guys would take care of it, so. There it is.
Well, I don't know the mayor of Rochester, so, sorry.
Do you even know who the mayor of Rochester is? I mean, seriously, I mean, are you even a citizen of Rochester?
You know what? I don't know where you're getting at it. If you want to order, just give an order. If not, that's okay.
Okay. So. Well, what is? You have no lunch special at all. So I see that you're racist about the age. You're ageist, right?
You know what? If you want to sue me, that's fine. Do whatever you want. So.
Okay. Well, take the order. You ready?
Go ahead.
I need 32 orders of of white fried rice.
Okay.
White fried rice.
White fried rice. White rice.
White fried rice.
Okay. Either white rice or fried rice. So.
I have here white fried rice. Like you would fry the rice, but white. No color.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you do that? Because they can't have the color, but they can sure have the fry.
Okay.
Okay. Is that possible? Can we do that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. We need 6 orders of soft-boiled egg rolls.
We don't have the soft-boiled egg rolls. All we have is fried, deep-fried.
Deep-fry?
Uh-huh.
What kind of oil is that?
Soybean.
Do you know who Robert Duffy is, seriously?
No.
He's the mayor, and he said we could call here.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to answer to him.
Okay, that's
okay.
Fine.
All right, so how many egg rolls can you make?
How many would you like?
I don't know. We have the 32 of them, I guess.
32 of them? That's fine. But it's not boiled. It's going to be deep fried.
Can you just boil them for these people? They can't really, you know.
No. Hold on one sec.
Hi, how you doing?
She's so gullible.
$14.
So, yeah, you're listening live to The Madhouse, Tuesday, 6:43 p.m. Eastern.
I'm sorry, okay.
So, yeah, that should be the whole order there. Can you read that back to me, please?
So 32 of the steamed fried rice and 6 egg rolls.
I want to make sure that's steamed fried. You're going to steam the rice first, and then it's going to be fried.
Right.
And olive oil?
Do you want anything in there? You want vegetables? You want pork or just...
No.
Just
no.
The vegetables.
Just... No vegetables, no.
Just the steam rice?
I don't want vegetables.
Okay. And 6 egg rolls, did you say?
Yeah. Sounds good.
6 egg rolls, okay.
Yeah, how are your buns? Do you have buns there?
You know what? Let me give you a number to call. It's 424-4000.
How are your buns?
We have 20.
Who's that?
We don't have. It's called a Shanghai. They have plenty there. So if you want to call 424-4000, they will give you plenty.
Who is that? The Shanghai.
Very good. You even know the number by heart.
Who's Shanghai? What's that?
There are plenty of funds there. So.
There are plenty of sponsor. What are you saying? Can you put the lady who speaks English back on, please? Ma'am. Okay, fine. Just ignore me. But you do sound hot. Very hot. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know where that ended up going. But that was a House of Poon restaurant in Rochester, New York. That went okay, I guess. I don't know. Normally, this is the time where I'd ask Milkman, how'd it go? Milkman would be like, hey, man, that was great. I loved it. Something like that. That's how Milkman usually do. But I guess he's not available right now. But we do wait for him to return. There we go. Great. Nothing is going on in the chat room at all. But if you want to join it, you can. Go to kdkprankcalls.com. Click on the chat icon. Also, as I said earlier in the show, fartsteam.com is the sister site for PCU. Fartsteam.com. I believe what's going on there is soundboards. I think that it's primarily soundboards right now. I don't know if that's the angle that the guy who runs the station, KDK, whose show is on the Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. He'll be on tomorrow night for Psycho Babble, and then Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Lunatic Fringe, the staple show of PCU. Also, Friday nights, you can hear Zolar from The Howard Stern Show. I believe he's going to be on this week. Zolar from The Howard Stern Show, he has a show here every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, preceded by Dr. Lego at 8 p.m. Eastern, Dr. Lego's Mental Discrepancies. Speaking of Dr. Lego, he's expected to go on tonight at some time following after I go off the air here pretty soon. Dr. Lego will be doing a show. I don't know if it starts at 8 or 9 or 10 or what, Eastern Standard Time rather, but be sure to listen tonight, and I'm sure you'll hear a live show, and I expect it to be very good. Other than that, I don't see we've gotten any new submissions in the email bag. If you do want to email a submission, you can reach me at madhouseradio@gmail.com. That's madhouseradio@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in toll-free, you can do so at 888-278-8509. Again, toll-free. Nationwide in the United States, that's 888-278-8509. It's a free call, and it's on our dime. And look at this. We're already, an hour and 46 minutes into the show, and still no Milkman yet. Milkman, you faggot. What the hell? Anyway, so that was the House of Poon Chinese restaurant we just called. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Well, let's call one more of his numbers here before we move on. We're going to try to call this angry lady who Mikey had us call earlier. We'll try to wrap it up with her. I've got the Loser's Music Store, the Loser's Bar and Grill, or the Loser's Delicatessen. Let's see. Loser's Delicatessen. Let's give that a call and see how it goes. Okay, 6:47 p.m. Eastern. 3:47 p.m. on the West Coast. You're listening to PC Radio. I'll be right back with a new live prank call in just one moment.
You have 347 minutes.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing there? Hello, is this the Delicatessen? Hello.
No.
I'm looking for the Loser's Delicatessen, please.
Have you got the wrong number?
Who am I calling, then? Motherfucker.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I know
press 1.
Milkman.
344 minutes.
Saying, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right, man, I'm doing all right, brother. What you saying, man?
What's up, man? With the brother? Trying to get some grub, man.
Well, okay, well, let's see if we can get a bit loud on the phone, baby. All right.
You're really bad.
Hey, man, how you doing? Hello, is this Beer Billy Bob's?
Yeah.
Great. Hey, man, I need some grub. What kind of grub you guys got over there? What do you recommend?
Who's that?
My name is Frank. I'm trying to see what kind of grub you got on there. I'm thinking about coming in, getting
your
out the house.
What?
My name is Fred.
Huh?
Fred.
Fred?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Fred?
I'm actually out of town. I'm in a hotel here in Greenland, man, and I'm from New York, and I'm kind of wasted, and I thought I'd get myself another beer, maybe some fries or something like that. You got anything fried over there, man? Dude, it'd totally be so cool.
For real?
What kind of fried food you guys have there?
What kind of fries do we have?
You got anything fried?
Huh?
You got anything fried over there?
Fried?
Yeah, fried. You know, you take the oil, hot oil, you throw something in there, man. You got any, well, you got any French fries? Hello? Damn you.
I think she thought we was fried.
I guess. My mind's fried, that's for sure.
I tell you what, I was hungry. Listen to it.
Yeah, just gets you hungry listening to
it. Ketchup with them chips, man.
I go for some French fries right now myself. There, I come out of that voice.
What the hell is going on with the kind of service they got over there? Cheese and
yeah, I've called two people. Just because I'm a stoner means they can't serve me. Yeah, then House of Pool, and I gave them an order twice. Jeez. I had to give them my order.
What kind of service is this shit?
Yeah, man.
How people like to eat? Are they stupid? Yeah. You guys are the best customers.
Exactly. Well, hey, we have another email. I don't know if you were out, dude, but let me tell you what. When I went on early, I went on like 2 hours ago, starting at 5 Eastern, you know?
This shit. Okay. Let me explain so everybody or you can understand, all right? I had to go and go get some more medication today. And,
right.
I had to go to the drugstore, and I ordered it, and I got there, and then they made me wait. So I waited and got that, and then I bought some cards, and I came back home. Well, on my way home, I met a Rasta woman that has some healing oils.
A Rasta woman? So, wait a minute. I'm sorry. A Rasta woman who has healing oils?
Yes.
Are you serious?
And I'm looking for healing oils, and I got healing oils from her. She gave me some body oil that's got eucalyptus on it, and it cleared me up a little bit.
Oh, come on. So you're telling me that is she a Jamaican lady?
Yeah,
like
she's a Jamaican.
Like an old lady?
No, well, yeah, but she's probably a little bit older than me. She had gray hair, real long locks. She had cowrie shells. She had red, white, and green and black on.
Uh-huh.
She had the hair wrapped up. She's real nice, but she actually actually came from Trinidad.
From Trinidad, okay. That's a Muslim country, you know.
Yeah. It used to be a Spanish colony, and it's down south, right next to South America.
Yeah, well, Trinidad, there's a lot of Muslims there, aren't they? Aren't there?
Okay, there's a lot of Chinese and a lot of Spanish there. Okay,
Chinese?
It's a Spanish colony.
Are you serious? Fucking Chinese in Trinidad?
Chinese,
they're coming up through there, man. They're already in Trinidad. America's next, man. They're all over Canada, too.
Dude, they're there, and there's Indian people. People from East India, real Indians. Mm-hmm. Not West Indians, like East Indians.
Hello.
The guys from McCurry, Corey, man.
How you doing there? Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, good. Well, that's great.
Yeah, that guy. Okay.
So
yeah,
what?
Man.
Okay,
you
so... So, no. So, you got... What kind of healing oils did you get? What, eucalyptus shit?
She gave me... Okay, I'm looking for the kind that you can take internally, okay? Because one of my good friends in the chat, I trust, told me about one you can take internally, but they don't have it. So, I got the kind that you can rub on...
Hang on, I gotta take a call.
Your body, you know, and it's aromatic.
Hang
as
on.
It is.
Quiet.
All right.
Hello. Hey. I'm unable to answer your call right now. Please leave
right
your
back.
Name, number, and a message at the tone.
Hello? It's hung up.
Is that the old lady?
Yeah, that was her. I was going to put her on. She says she's going to call right back. She doesn't know I'm on.
She probably didn't even know you're on, so
yeah.
maybe we can bring her into the show for a minute.
Yeah, I want to see what she's been up to.
She give you some love nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get some love nuts on you here.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Guess what?
What?
I'm on the air right now.
Okay.
I went on a little earlier tonight. So, you know, people would like to know, Athena, what have you been up to? How was your day today?
My day was really interesting.
Uh-huh. So you...
We started training with the Greenpeace organizing term.
And did they teach you the media stuff today, the media relations yet? I'm really interested in hearing about this.
I'm sorry?
I'm interested about hearing what they tell you about media relations and stuff like that.
We have not begun that yet.
Wow.
Today we started learning how to work it and build a campaign.
A campaign? Okay. I got you. Okay. That's cool. Do they stress peaceful, like, stuff? Do they stress that, like, nonviolent?
Yeah, it's peaceful, non-direct action.
Non-direct?
Nonviolent.
Okay. All right, yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm not going to be on much longer. You want me to give you a call when I get off of here?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I love you. I miss you.
I love you, and I miss you, too, and I will talk to you later. Have a good show.
Say hi to Milkman. He's on right now.
Hi, Larry.
I love you,
Milkman.
Athena. How you doing, baby?
She says, how you doing? He misses you also.
I miss him too.
She misses you too. All right, great. All right,
Athena,
baby.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
A lot better.
Okay. All right, baby. Well, I will talk to you later in a little bit, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah, that was Athena, everybody. That's my girlfriend. Yeah,
you lucky bastard. You're a lucky bastard. She is such a darling.
Yeah, she is. She's a sweetheart. I love her very much. See, because, you know, another girl... You know,
she
or something would
darling,
be like,
man.
Oh, I can't believe you're on right now. You can't talk to me. She totally understands, so that's awesome. Yeah, buddy. So what do you want
to
do?
You're doing this instead of talking to me. Hang that shit up and talk to me now, buddy.
Yeah, she's the only girl that I've ever met that would not do that, so that's killer. That's really cool. So, hey, you want me to try?
She's
we
got
can...
a sense of humor, dude.
We
it's
can...
always nice. Yeah.
Huh? What? Is someone else is calling in now? We got a call from Canada. Oh,
yeah, hello.
Oh, jeez.
Hello? Maybe it's
good evening, you're in the madhouse.
Put me on the air!
Hey, what's up, Mr. Sean Ward? How you doing, man?
Put me on the air!
Oh, you're definitely on the hotline.
Yay!
Right now. You're definitely
oh,
on the hotline.
Good.
What's going on, my friend?
So my voice is going out to the whole world!
Yeah, it is. The whole world, you know, everybody, people at work, people at home, everybody.
People
anybody.
In China and
exactly.
Shit!
Yeah, a lot of Chinese.
Listening.
Yeah, tell me real quick, am I true that the Chinese are taking over Canada?
What?
Am I true that the Chinese are taking over Canada? Like, there's a lot of Chinese up there.
The Chinese are not taking over Canada. What's happening is that we had a huge, huge, huge influx of immigrants from Hong Kong right before China took it back over.
I see.
The Chinese continue to move here in large numbers but they also move here in equally large numbers from, like, the Pakistan, India, sort of that part of the world.
Wow.
And we also still get a lot of immigrants from Jamaica and the Caribbean and that part of the world.
Yeah,
what you're probably thinking of, you probably heard somewhere and you're thinking of, is the fact that it's sometime in the next couple of years where there's actually going to be more immigrants or people of color than there are white people in the country. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Wow. Well, it's going to be a bigger melting pot than America, actually, you know.
Well, it already is, and I mean, yeah. The whole thing of Canada, America, that you go to America to become American, and Canada, you go to Canada to do your thing and be whatever it is that you're going to be.
Yeah, it says a lot, and you got a point, though. That's how things are now, man.
Like you go over to College Street, and it's not, you know, those dudes, those old men sitting in front of the restaurants, they're not Italian-Canadians. Those dudes are Italians, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, okay, I got you, yeah. Then I have to...
Where's going there? They're Italian Americans.
Italian Americans, sure. Well, technically in Canada, still America, but nonetheless, yeah. And you know what I saw yesterday? I saw that they're digging up sand that's like half oil, half sand somewhere in Vancouver, and it's gonna change like
right.
the total economy of Canada and all this stuff they're saying. And I was like, wow,
that
was really
I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah.
All that shale oil.
Shale's
got natural gas. You
gotta go get in on that.
Exactly. Yeah, man. You gotta get yourself a job. No, a legitimate job.
Yeah, I get myself a job digging up sand.
There you go. Right, that's like, hey, that's what I used to do.
I have a job, and it's a fine job.
I'm sure you do. So we're going to see you here on Thursday night, eh? Is that what's going
Thursday
on?
Thursday night, I'm going to be live and direct in Orlando, Florida, coming
right.
to the whole world on Carlito's Madhouse on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio.
Exactly. So you'll be flying in Thursday. We'll meet up, and we'll be going to the FX show after that, right, all weekend pretty much. Friday, Saturday,
that's
and
right.
Sunday. That's going to be cool.
I'm getting your ass in for free.
Hell yeah. Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have a great time. I always go to that show, and I've never missed it since its inception. So,
and how long
cool.
ago was it incepted?
I want to say 5 years now, if not more, I think. I'm trying to think.
That's
I think
a lot
this,
of years.
I think this is the sixth one that they've done, yeah. So it's a cool show. I'm sure you'll like it, you know. I'm sure it's
going
to be a great time.
Well, that's it. I'm going. That's
exactly.
it. That's it. That's all I need to hear. I'm
you're
sold. I'm going.
You're sold. You got my approval, so there you go. Awesome, man.
That's cool. Right.
All right, you want to do a call? You
so, yeah, there's a lot of people. Hopefully, I'm going to be making a lot of money at this fucking thing.
Yeah? Okay, that's good. That's good. Do you know
Am I
anybody?
Allowed to swear on this show?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. There's no restrictions. Yeah, we're past Safe
oh,
Harbor.
Good.
It's 7 p.m. Eastern, so it's now past the dinner hour, I say. Unless you're some kind of lazy
oh,
parent that doesn't cook dinner for your kids until 7, 8 o'clock at night like my parents used to. Damn, bastards. That's why I'm fat now. Metabolism is all messed up.
So,
yeah. I'm sorry.
What were you about to ask me?
I was about to ask if you want to do a call before you let us go here. We got a pretty good crowd listening. And
sure, yeah. Let's do a quick call because I've got to bounce up out of here. But we'll do a call.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see who gonna get you with. I got a Paul Dork. Do you want to call a business? I got Loser's Music Store in Pennsylvania. Here actually.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right, or the Loser's Bar and Grill. Okay, let's try the let's do the Loser's Music Store. All right, hang on, dude. We'll put you on the line here. Everybody, hang on. We got Sean Ward is about to do a prank call for us. It's now 7:02 p.m. Eastern, 4:03 p.m. on the West Coast. You're listening to the Madhouse Special Edition.
Say, man, I don't give a fuck about the feds, DEA, ATF, Task Force, Jump Out Boys, and
the
local
big DEA in the Madhouse.
Keep on pushing.
Yes.
In the sorting of snow, they call me Mr. Kilogram in case your ass say no. No, I'm the boss, ball up, blow when you come to the good. Other cats hold us away, but they ain't holding enough. I've been around way before the interstate was on fire, before they hit it in the gas tank or the tire, before a motherfucker even knew about a stash spot. We just put work in the back of the car and mashed out. Now ask a nigga that was doing it in 9-3 on the interstate in the rental car, you can find me. Suitcase of stuff like a holiday turkey. Chopper right beside him, case a nigga try to jerk, man. I
did the city thing, plus I played it out of state. Either way, a nigga was known for having a lot of weight. Try to knock me down, but it only made me bigger. Haters wanna see me fall, but a nigga gotta keep on pushing.
That phone number is
not reachable
at this time. Please enter the number you wish to call.
All right. Losers Music Store.
Losers Music Store?
Yep, in Lebanon, PA.
Hello, thank you for calling Losers Music Incorporated in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
We are currently closed.
Man.
Our store hours
figures.
10 to 5 p.m.
Damn it, there, Sean. Well, I won't take up.
Those dudes were raised by fucking whores.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I won't.
Hack the machine. Hack the machine.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yo.
Hack the machine.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. Now I got you. I'm sorry about it. Yeah, I won't take up your time.
Would have been nice to give the little kids a preview of what to expect on Thursday, but they know what's coming.
Yeah, they can figure it
These
out.
These are bright people that listen to this station.
Yeah, so be sure to be here Thursday night and everything, everybody. We'll do our thing. And, yeah, Sean, you could even do a show Sunday night if you're not tired. You can do a show from here if you wanted to. Well, then again, you might
be
tired.
Well, we'll see how we feel, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what's going on. We might be too busy fucking taking in the party scene of Orlando or some shit, you know?
Yeah, and bagging hoes and
we
stuff.
We don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. You get Sean
Warner. Maybe the last night of the convention, we'll meet some girls that want to take us back to their fucking, you know, abode.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be, yeah, some, yeah.
You know, while the cat's away, the mice will play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she is away, so we will play. All right. All right, dog. Well, hey, have a good trip down. Take care.
So, yeah, let these kids get ready. Those kids got to get ready for this fucking monumental, historic event.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine if they were actually going to make a Batman and Superman movie together. That's how monumental this is.
Exactly. It is. It's yeah, you can't get any better than this. Yeah, we'll see. Thursday night's going to be good. All right, man. Well, like I said, have a good trip
this
down.
It's a new mile mark.
Keep it
you too. I'll be talking to you probably tomorrow. As soon as I know what I need to find out from that guy about the flight, you'll be hearing from me.
Okay, no problem. I look forward
to
talking to
you probably tomorrow.
All right, man. Well, peace.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Sean Ward, everybody. Whoa, and I came up way too quick. Sean Ward, everybody. Thank you for calling in and partaking in this impromptu
Yay!
Madhouse show. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay, let's call. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Ah, Athena's in. Yay. Athena.
Hey, that's going to be a new mile marker for Madhouse and PCU from the combination shows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's right. Because we've had what
that's
did
a
I
new
say?
Mile mark. This is the first Sean Ward, a la another studio meeting that I have ever recalled. I don't recall it ever happening.
It is a collaboration, definitely, and it's even it's an international. It's bringing
because look who. How far apart you two are.
Yeah, it's bringing two countries together. You know, actually, if you couldn't get further between two hosts on PCU, it's me and Sean Ward, right? He's in Canada, and I'm all the way in Florida. So, this is a great, monumentous moment in diplomacy between Canada and America. And
it is.
Yeah, and relations with Canada and the United States. We're doing a great thing here. This is just like Skylab. Remember Skylab? Just like that.
I remember Skylab. It was great, man.
Yeah, it was a great thing. It did so. We learned so much from Skylab, everybody. We're just like NASA here at PCU. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just bullshitting.
This is because you're in Florida. You know, you're like Space Central here. You know, and that's how I get up on the satellites, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to come in here and visit from a satellite.
Yeah, it is great. It is great. Okay, well, dude, it's 7 o'clock.
Man.
I'm going to call it a night because I don't want to go too far. We've done 2 hours, and that's impressive. That is very impressive.
I'm sorry I missed it there, bro.
Exactly. Well, we can do.
I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah. Well,
maybe,
I want you know. Hey, wait a minute. You know what we should have done? You know what we should have done?
I wish I can hear it.
You know what I should have done? And I'm kicking myself in the ass in the email. From
Call
Matt. We had Matt in the email bag emailed me a company named Canadian Paintball that fucked him over in a paintball gum. He gave him to fix it, and they had it for 3.5 months and haven't fixed it yet. That would have been perfect. Sean's in Canada and everything. He would have understood it. I should have done that. Yeah, my bad. Well, hey, you know what? I'll do it right now. How's that sound?
You got his number? Call him back.
We'll give him something. We can do it, folks. All right, so we're gonna call. I guess this is submitted by email
Hell
at
yeah.
Madhouse.
We'll break in a little Madhouse style.
Yeah,
on
Madhouse. Bit. MadhouseRadio@gmail.com. You can reach us there with your suggestions. We're gonna call Canadian Paintball. That I guess is. Been holding on to this guy's paintball gun for 3.5 months and haven't even fixed it yet. That's a bunch of crap. You know, my dad had a car once that he gave to a mechanic to fix, yeah. And it took him like 6 months to get to it. It was such ass, and he couldn't get it out of there because it was all locked up. I don't know. Long story. But, yeah, anyway, what I'm trying to get at is that we're doing the last prank call of the night, so please hang on. Oh, we'll be right back. It's now 7:10 p.m. Eastern, 4:10 p.m. on the West Coast, you're listening to The Madhouse. We'll be right back in just one moment.
So have we changed the hours of our show? Or we just like doing an impromptu Thursday dedication?
Just an impromptu thing.
You have 170 minutes. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please try your call again later.
That didn't work. Damn it, man. Finally got to the music. Milkman, that didn't work. I think because it's a Canadian number, that's probably what it was. Milkman, are you even there, dude? There you are.
I sent you a brand new international card, Carlito.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
So I got your name written on it.
I don't know. It's time. We've exhausted our hand. We will do another show, perhaps Thursday. Well, yeah, we're on Thursday now. I'm sorry. Thursday night, 10 p.m., right? Everybody be sure to listen. Yeah.
What time do we normally go on?
10 p.m., 9:30 p.m. usually, but if I got to pick up Sean from the airport, we might come on at 10. I think I'd say 10 o'clock is a safe time to say, so we can set up and everything. So
you're telling me in DCU that you're going to have this new mile mark phenomenal show.
Yeah,
having it right in the Madhouse, featuring the legendary prank caller Peanut Punch himself, Mr. Sean the Warden, in the house.
Exactly, yeah. Sean the Warden, I like that. Yeah, it's going to be
here.
Yeah, man. It's going to be here.
Yay!
Thursday, 2 days, Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. So be sure to be here and listen to that, man. If you're listening for the first time or if you're a PCU regular.
Hey.
Yes.
This will be a show to remember because you're going to have some great laughs, because between Carlito and Sean, it's going to be nothing but wall-to-wall tears and laughs.
Exactly. True that. All right. Milkman, wrap us up here. Give your normal goodbyes to the people here at PCU.
Hey,
help me out.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw out real quick here all my love here, and thank you to Madman for providing us our wonderful place here to go in and chat and kick each other around a little bit and show some love. And wonderful Lego provides our voice here, gives us a stream here and access to the stream and to bring us into your home.
Yep, and he'll be on later tonight.
Nonetheless, oh, and he's coming on later tonight.
He
is coming yay. On tonight. He came on last night. Yay. Lego's coming on next.
Right.
Yay.
Yay.
Also, KDK, our benevolent, incredibly gracious host sponsor. He does allow us to come on here, and he has done nothing but do good things for the Madhouse. We love KDK and K-Bone. They've supported us very well.
Dude.
Love them all. And PCU, the audience, all for you. We couldn't do this without you. And Carlito, my man, Hermano. Yeah. Need I say anything more? My brother.
Yeah, exactly. Good.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For letting us come on here.
Of course. Yes. Well, thank you for being on, helping out as you always do. I appreciate it. Like I said, we'll be back Thursday.
I'm sorry I was late. I got caught in a...
No, it's okay. It was a last-minute thing. It's okay. Well, real quickly, let me remind the dad who started off the show with me today at 5 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to Dead Reclude, who also called in. Everybody who submitted numbers from work, our first-time submitters, that was awesome. We definitely have to follow up and do some more afternoon shows because I think that went over really well with the crowd out there.
Please send me the show after
you go. Oh, yeah, I will. I will. It was really cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to it the first thing.
I got
to
hear it.
I'm gonna replay it here at my house and blast it on the speakers as I cook dinner so I can hear it. It was great. Who else? Right. Lonesome Loser, of course, in the chat room came in with a few numbers there. Reclude, yeah, thank you for did some calls. Sean Ward for calling in. Mike and T, thank you very much for submitting your number. And as I said, everybody who hit us up on the email, you're probably at home now not paying attention, but post-mortem, we'd like to thank you. Posthumously, I should say. We'd like to thank you very much for participating. Everybody in the chat room, you can reach us at kdkprankcalls.com. madhouselive.com, fartsteam.com, and you can always email the show here at any time with any issue you have, madhouseradio@gmail.com. What's your problem? Fartsteam.com, that's the sister site now, man. That's the new...
Fartsteam.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. That's the name of our new... That's the name of our new sister site, fartsteam.com?
Fartsteam.com, and I believe...
Oh my God, I've got to go over there and see what it's all about. Yeah, we
gotta go. I'm gonna go there right now, actually, and yeah, it's a great name. So yeah,
I've gotta go see this because I've been waiting for this. I heard there was something coming up, and this sounds exciting. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be over there looking at this as soon as I get off here.
Exactly, we'll be there. Don't be square.
Fartsteam.com.
Fartsteam.com.
Hey, you know what? And big kudos that goes out to Neo. You know, Neo is the one that got the phrase that got won the big lucky hat.
Really?
Neo gets a big ass hat from the PCU because she's the one that invented the name
Fartsteam.com.
Did you hear the story on that?
No, I didn't.
Have you heard the story about how Fartsteam got picked?
No, but I'm sure you'll tell me.
Okay, it's only like a quick story. Okay, one night Neil was in after a show in her chat, and she was like kind of getting a little bit ticked off, and her cat jumped up on her desk, on her monitor, and got up in front of her on her monitor and her keyboard and farted right on the monitor and left a steam print. And she said, the cat left a fart steam on my monitor, and it smells. And then, you know, and then she's typing that in the room, and KDK heard that, he about busted a gut, and he went out and got the domain because he loved that one. It was so cool.
That is awesome. That is sick and awesome. Yeah. And yeah, you can thank a cat farting for the name to the new sister site. That's awesome. I had no idea. Awesome, dude. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's all great, right, man. Yeah, that's how it went down. Yeah.
Well, that's it. I call it an evening. It's I gotta watch a Shield tonight too. Gotta call my girlfriend back. Oh. I gotta cook some steak and some rice and shit. Milkman, you're coming over. Bring me some beer. All right.
I don't know. I'm not in the chat room. Okay.
All right. Well, just shit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, man. I'm gonna bring some ale over here, man.
Okay. Good. Some Guinness.
Assholes ale.
Nice.
But I can't get in the chat room, so I don't know who's left. But I just want to tell everybody out there, Jill, our new listener, and any of our new people out there, we're glad to have you around.
Yep.
And keep coming back because we're gonna have a lot of fun, and you guys can be a part of it too.
Right on.
Especially be here Thursday because we definitely gonna promise you a good show for the Madhouse.
Exactly at 10 Eastern. Okay, we'll be right. More rotation, and then Dr. Lego later tonight. We love you all. Thank you for bearing with us. And have a good night.
Yay, Lego's coming on. Yay! Send me that show after the show.
You got it.
Recording conversation.
Why so worried?
Who the fuck is he? Right, who the fuck is this dude? I don't know. Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Really?
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me.
Oh, what the fuck you doing?
When I catch you on the streets, man, we're gonna straight beat your butt, Brady.
I'm gonna have
your butt. Nah,
I
heard
of that. Who the fuck is you?
Oh, God. Man, you gay, man.
Pervert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, bro.
Who the fuck is you? You fucking pervert.
He don't want to do it.
Motherfucker, like, say it.
Yeah, he's scaring me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry.
Yeah,
I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, relax.
On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying, yeah.
Nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can't stay in your car.
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
I ain't no block number.
You, what you need to do is hang up. I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of policeman!
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you. I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Man, I'm a motherfucking fish to fly the goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
Listen here, Cracker. I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is a motherfucking white man.
Give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
You stupid bitch.
Please enter your.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
And I like chicken. You on Tahika Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm sitting on you, okay? No problem?
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Right. Some kind of license have where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like, talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Oh, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!